88.9 1FM, welcome to Covering the Canvas with that beautiful new intro.
It's what all the kids are listening to these days.
Oh, mate, it's getting out of control. 88.9 1FM, welcome to Covering the Canvas. You are joined by your host, who ironically doesn't have any facial hair, Jesse Beard. Tonight I'm joined by Australian wrestling legend, pillar, saviour, showstopper, main event, icon, 1989 Market Square logo building winner and all-round nice guy, Shane Hero.
That about does it.
One of those fancy haircuts and nephew of Chuck Norris, Commissioner Norris. You going to say anything tonight? Got a microphone there?
I'm watching you.
And man with a,
like that.
Man with a camera and one of Australia's best photographers and also one of the handful of British people in Australia, Steve Bradford. How are we all feeling tonight?
Splendid.
Splendid? Out in this beautiful warm Werribee. It is 6.1 degrees outside.
We had another week off last week because we couldn't be bothered.
Meh.
The man flew. The man flew. This is beautiful radio right here. Let's get straight into it with local news. Making his return to IPW UK in September is great friend of the show, Josh Shooter. I hear in the works it's a pretty big match. He hasn't said anything yet, so I'm not going to say anything, but I hear it's going to be awesome. It's going to really put Australia on the map, even though Australia's been on the map for a long time.
Depending on how old your map is. But hopefully Josh Shooter can encourage
if
the people of
England. If your map is pre-1600s, then...
Get on it, folks. Get an updated map and go and see Josh Shooter in action.
Now, if we talk about IPW was behind that documentary... No, that's ICW Fight Club. IPW... IPW, though, is a very big company over there. Getting a lot of notoriety... Stuff like that. I think they're drawing like just a crap load of people to each show, and it's awesome to see a local go over there, like Australian boy
going back. You obviously impressed the first time he was over there.
Yeah, here he's doing a little bit of a semi-tour over there, semi-national tour.
Semi-national. All the great tours are.
Yeah, absolutely. MCW's Inter-Commonwealth Championship Tournament is coming to an end with Dowie James taking on Mr. Juicy in the tournament finals, which is set to be an amazing match. Every match we've seen for that so far has been bloody phenomenal, mate.
I believe the match is taking place in New York City from the photos I've seen online.
Yeah,
I believe it's been
going on now.
Over the last week or so.
Yeah. No, very cool to see. That's another, like, putting Australia on the map with some amazing wrestling. Imagine if you sent that to someone overseas, didn't tell them anything about the product, or you're like, this is an Australian company. They'd be like, what the hell? Is this serious?
And imagine if you had none of those countries on your map. Like, it's half the
world.
Still,
yeah,
and
I know.
You'd be encouraged to update your map and see wonderful wrestling.
That's
You'd be
it.
So grateful.
That's it. International news. We've got, this is pretty cool, actually. Jushin Thunder Liger is set to appear at NXT TakeOver Boston in the next few coming weeks. That is crazy.
That's something that's completely out of left field.
Is this WCW? Actually, did Jushin Thunder Liger even wrestle in WCW?
He did.
Yeah. He did. WCW.
Great matches with Pillman.
Yeah.
He did. And TNA, Sort of did a bit of the indies in America.
But come on, how old would this guy be now?
He is, we announced, he had his birthday this year and I think he turned 50-something. I remember announcing it on the show.
Yeah. So he's hanging in there, but...
That's awesome.
That's no one would have expected that.
No, it was out of the blue.
Completely out of the blue. And really, NXT has had some amazing surprises probably over the last 12 months. I think Rhino was probably the first of them, which was just, at the time, seemed a bit obscure.
Yeah. But it hasn't been announced Rhino even.
Yeah.
And it poses a question that we're going to talk about later tonight, like who could we potentially see? But like we've got guys like Samoa Joe.
Just appearing out.
Samoa Joey. Jushin Thunder Liger. Rhino.
All bits are off.
Ryan Kendrick.
Who can't appear there now?
Where did Big Van Vader appear the other?
TNA.
Yeah,
it's less exciting. At least he was probably under contract to them when he appeared there.
Yeah.
Speaking of being under the contract,
just lost.
Hernandez went from.
Are we allowed to mention him on this show?
Blernandez. Let's just go over the story. Let's do the recap. So, started off in Lucha Underground under contract, went to TNA, still under contract,
he was out of contract.
Telling TNA he wasn't in. On a contract, and then TNA filmed.
Let's just take him at his word that was
just filmed a month in advance.
Filmed a whole heap of promos and...
As TNA does. They film like a month's worth of TV in but one night.
It yeah. doesn't work for them, but it works for Lucha Underground, which is a funny thing to say, because Lucha Underground's filmed their pay-per-view that's coming up soon.
What does work for TNA?
And then, of course, Lucha Underground found out and said, hang on, this guy's still under contract. You cannot use him. Please delete all footage.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, they basically rang them and said, that's my footage, you can't use it.
Oh, sounds familiar. Is this the Australian wrestling scene we're talking about here?
Well, they should just go ahead and use it anyway.
Did someone try to sue a 17-year-old kid? Like, I'm not too sure. Yeah.
You can't tell me not to put that on TV.
Yeah, so it's pretty, it's, I don't know, it's just, it's weird to think about.
What are they, the Beatdown Crew?
The Beatdown Clan. Which is kind of racist, in a way.
They're now, for the next month, will not be seen on TNA TV due to the fact that Hernandez was involved in pretty much all of their segments filmed for the next month, which all have to be just completely cut out of TV. So,
Well, in saying the Beatdown Clan, that leads into our next story. MVP and TNA have mutually agreed, and MVP has departed from the company. No word yet has been confirmed on the details or why. And MVP is the leader of the Beatdown Clan, I believe. So,
could he appear in an Australian ring in the near future?
I'm just
throwing that out there.
I don't know.
Could they film footage of him and put it on TV?
All
these questions.
No, well, just, I don't know.
If you are the leader of a faction and that faction does not appear on TV because all of your scenes have been edited out, is that kind of like the tree in the forest type scenario? If you leave a company because your group is no longer on TV, were you really even in the company to begin with?
I think they should just start
isn't it?
I think they should just start getting all their talent to just wear green morph suits all the time. So if something happens, they can just digitally enhance them out.
Exactly. They could have had like Jar Jar Binks taking the place of Hernandez.
I can hear the conversation at TNA in my head right now. Sorry, guys, we can't use that footage, so you're not getting paid. Wait, we're not getting paid anyway.
They would just put a second MVP in there. Tonight's role of Hernandez will be played by MVP 2.
Player 1 and Player 2 have both chosen MVP.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Or they should just get blue screen in the crowd. And
digitally we're back to Australian wrestling again.
And our third and final international story, Sonny has been arrested again, this time for driving under the influence in a Walmart car park. It happened back in May, but it's only just come to surface now. Is this news?
No.
Or is this just a daily, weekly occurrence?
Being an outsider and only knowing Walmart from, you know, pictures and stuff on the internet, isn't being drunk a prerequisite for going to a Walmart?
That's a good point.
No, you know what? I've been to Walmart. They are so much better than any shops we have here.
Yeah?
Like, legit, they've got so many things. I went to a Walmart in Hawaii and bought myself a pair of nunchucks. If it wasn't for the fact that I was getting back onto a plane to come home, I could have bought myself a gun in Walmart.
I was
going
to say, isn't it true that you could do your grocery shopping and buy an assault rifle?
Exactly, which makes the fact that Sonny was driving around drunk in the car park probably all the more alarming.
Was she like shooting the guns?
But they are legit awesome shops. You can just get pretty much anything there.
Yeah,
I love them.
That's pretty cool. I wonder if she was, I don't know, what would do you reckon she was doing?
Her probably twirling a nunchuck out the window.
That's it.
Filming her webcam shows. I don't know.
Let's move on to our segments for the night. Which one do you want to start off, Shane? Because we have got a new segment.
I think we go straight into the new one.
We'll go right into the new one.
It is absolutely awesome.
We all love this segment, so we hope it continues.
The new segment is called... The music didn't queue up. So the new segment is...
It's basically, if you didn't quite understand the reference there, that was a Ted DiBiase-esque laugh.
Yes.
That's really embarrassing because just a YouTube ad played instead. Oh, there we go.
But, yes, if you haven't heard the wonderful news this week, wrestling superstar Virgil has...
Alleged superstar.
former bodyguard of the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, famed for his... photo scene around the world of him sitting all alone, dejected.
Several times.
Wrestling superstar Virgil, banner hanging above him.
He's fallen on hard times.
He's always had hard times. Mm. But he has started himself a GoFundMe, which is a crowdfunding online.
He's even got like, it's not even like what's the one that everyone uses?
There's a couple of them.
Kickstarter. He's using like the rip-off cheap brand.
Yeah, he's gone with the TNA of crowdfunding sites.
Sort of the opposite of Sonny's, which is Go.
But the purpose of this GoFundMe page is to help Virgil become the $1 million man. Now, wrestling historians like myself will recall the fact that Virgil did actually win the $1 million belt at one point.
He did.
However, yes, he has fallen on hard times, obviously, because he's decided that he would like to encourage wrestling fans around the world to donate to the cause of helping him to raise $1 million.
What are we raising the $1 million for?
Just to make him a
millionaire. Just to make him a millionaire.
Just for him.
Just so he can then say, hey.
And the strange thing is, everyone I've spoken to about this thinks it's an amazing idea, yet no one has put any money in.
Yeah, I'll be first to admit, I'm not going to give him a single cent.
No.
But I'm raising awareness.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like...
That's half the battle. Knowing is half the battle.
Exactly, yeah. As a great man once said. No, you know, I'm just raising awareness. So if anyone out there is thinking of what to donate close to $1 million to...
It's like a payment in Australian wrestling photography. We're giving him exposure.
Exactly.
Mm.
What more could you possibly want?
Is he accepting donations of other things worth money, or is he just accepting money? Could you give him like $1 million worth of stamps?
Look, I'm sure if you contacted the man, he would arrange.
He's probably willing to take anything at this time.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. GoFundMe will only allow payments of cash, but I'm sure if someone did reach out to Virgil,
understandable,
and would like to exchange stamps, or anything else of
baked beans, stamps. There's a few things I can think of right now.
I'll give him a sandwich.
Yeah.
You can arrange transfer of a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll donate that to him. I've got some bread. It's going to go off by the end of the week. I'm going to be home by myself.
How about those dollar value apple pies from Macca's? I'm sure he would like those.
Yeah.
We could probably get him a contract at TNA.
He's not on that hard of time. We said things of monetary value.
Oh, Ted DiBiase laughed just as you said that.
But he's not doing too bad, though. The $1 million goal.
What is the tally for this week?
20 days so far this event has been going for.
Oh, it's going to be right up there.
18 people have donated to the cause.
How close are we to the million?
Oh, we are a staggering $135
wow.
even.
Wow, wow.
$135. Not far to go. $135. Yeah. If we just do the math now...
Let's not confuse people. That's not $135 away from being a millionaire.
No, well, no, no.
That's the total
donation. How far are we away from it? We are...
So far.
Oh, we are only a mere $999,865 away from target.
Wow.
Inching closer by the day, or possibly the week. I'm not sure when the last payment was made. But that goal of becoming the $1 million man that Virgil has held for so many years... is within his grasp.
So close.
Stay strong, Virgil. Stay
so close.
Strong.
Let's catch up with our other friend, the great Power Udi.
My name is the Power Udi of Nigeria.
How's our friend, CWA World Heavyweight Champion, leader of Bullet Club Nigeria? How's our friend doing?
He's doing well.
He still tweets me occasionally.
He's a friend of the show. I would say he's...
Great Power Udi, we're putting this out to you now. We want to do a Skype interview with you. Tweet me and we can set it up. You follow me on Twitter, I follow you on Twitter, we can direct message. But you have to direct message me first so we know it's set up. Good exposure for Australia. I hear Australian promoters have a lot of money, deep pockets, to bring him out.
I've never heard that.
Let's not ruin it, Chad.
But if we can't afford to bring him out, at least we could possibly speak to the great man.
Yes.
But
will he play the saxophone for us on Skype? Does he have Skype?
So many questions.
Skype in Nigeria.
Hey, look, if he hasn't, maybe we do a GoFundMe. If Virgil can get $135, sure we could scrape together however much it costs to download a free app.
We do know he has access to Twitter, so that does lead me to believe he does have access to Skype.
He's a prolific Twitterer.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And...
Take it away, Shane.
Look, today, a mere 8 hours ago, he's taken on the big guns this week at Vince McMahon, double banned from Nigeria.
Wowee.
Double banned. It doesn't get much worse than that. He's got to unban himself once, and he's still banned.
Oof. How does that happen?
Well, I believe it's called Battleground. I don't think the good man, the great man, excuse me, the great man was too happy with Battleground today. Leave it to WWE to ruin Kevin Owens.
Ruined.
Ruined, apparently.
One defeat equals ruined.
I think he's under two defeats.
Just ruined. Heads up.
Sorry.
Once we come back from the break, we will be covering Battleground. But yes, continue on, please.
Well, we've just given away our spoiler there.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens, ruined. Sorry. According to Great Power Rudy, ruined. There was a man in a hoodie was being snuck into the second level prior to the main event. A mystery man, perhaps, being ushered in by WWE officials. I was disappointed. He did get my hopes up. He did tweet hello to St. Louis.
He was in America not that long ago, or was. Somewhere.
I was thinking, main event run-in by Great Power Rudy. He got my hopes up. Dashed them.
That would be good.
Another spoiler there.
Can you find the tweet about AJ Styles' haircut?
Oh.
Because you know how I've always said that AJ Styles needs to get a haircut because he looks like a 13-year-old wolf whip vampire kid?
Well, you're not the only one to think that, Jesse.
Yep.
Yes, in fact... Great Power Rudy himself said AJ Styles' hairstyle is for a man 20 years younger.
Called it. Give us a call on 9919-8089. We're going to be back after this. West Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada. None of this. Six gunning this. Brother running this. Buffalo soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress. Be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. Rough neck, so go check the lawn and buy. Watch your step with flex and get a hold of your side. Swallow your pride. Don't let your lip react. You don't want to see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this. Running the game. James West, taming the West. So remember the name. Now who you gonna call? Now who you gonna call? If you ever rip with people, one of us, break it out before you get bumped. Nothing less, now I must put his behind to the test. Bend through the shadows, in the saddle, ready for battle. Bring all your poison, it kind of poison. Behind my back, all that riffing you did. Front and center, now when you look back, yeah. Who that is? A mean brother, bad for your health. Looking damn good, know if I can say it myself. Tony Lovelace is a madman, but I don't fear that. He got mad weapons too, ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring down me, the champion. When y'all clowns gon' see that it can't be done. Understand me, son, I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? When I'm home, when I'm home.
one time. This is Impact Wrestling superstar Rob Terry, and you're listening to Covering the Canvas.
My boss's name is Cameron. He's a top fella to work for. Okay, so he does take wearing a suit to work every day a bit seriously, considering we're pool cleaners. That's why I'm choosing his suit for the next 21 days. A monkey suit with a spinning bow tie and maybe a little matching hat.
Open Family Australia want you to team up with a friend, relative or whoever to take up the Open Family Australia 21 Challenge. Be as creative or ridiculous as you like, and the money you raise will go towards helping youth at risk. Register at 21challenge.com.au.
Apparently, I've not only got diabetes, but high blood pressure too. I know that's bad for me, but how can it affect my health? And how can I reduce it?
Blood pressure is the pressure of the blood in the arteries as the heart pumps it around the body. Diabetes and high blood pressure are often found together. There are a number of steps you can take to reduce your blood pressure. Don't smoke. Lose excess weight. Do regular physical activity, 30 minutes each day on most days of the week. Develop an eating plan rich in fruit, vegetables and grains. Have less salt by limiting processed and takeaway foods and not adding salt in cooking afterwards. Limit alcohol to 4 standard drinks per day for men or 2 standard drinks per day for women, with 2 alcohol-free days per week. Your blood pressure should be checked at every doctor's visit, at least every 6 months for people with normal blood pressure and every 3 months for people with high blood pressure.
This program is funded by the Australian Government Department of Health and Ageing.
Missed your favourite Win FM show? The Win FM website now has podcasts available for all programs. Visit winfm.org.au, go to the program page and click the podcast link.
You're with the MCW champion, Carlo Cash Money Cannon, and you're listening to Covering the Canvas.
I don't know why they think we're alike. When I win, it's like I give them life. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why they think we're the same. They link it up, but I know I'll switch lanes. Lanes, lanes.
Like I front, like open tap. Zones are under attack. What's new with a crew do that? Never seen a tenant give a tackle with a crew do that. When you keep on a skip do that, I know who's too rack. I'm not in it with a clue you back. I would've shit you had. Wish she had you, wish his last time is passing. You was last. What for? Never really had a time, could've asked for. Now I never had a time, that's what I for. I'm outdoors and my claws are warfare boards. They all will afford. I'm like claws are red, black, they all ore. Not time for greatness, the old fours. Close theirs down, open my doors.
I don't know why they think we're alive.
It's like a pop a pill, but I never should have win, got a cop a real. Hide one when you're gonna find one. But alone, itty bitty gonna line up. He's the one right, never gonna sign ya. You're the one right, never gonna sign ya. Don't you know that I brought, I got pop flip in it. I'm on the set, it's like a toilet mess. Cause my ass up and it's you done, who the witness. Fun is the business, talk who is listening. There's no bars, fit bars, and eat bars. I'm on bars, I'm in bars, it's two bros. I never get it, never get in, better old bars. I think it better to be hiding in a place marked.
There's no point to find it all complain.
I don't know why they think we're
88.9 Win FM. Welcome back to Covering the Canvas. It is 25 minutes past 8 o'clock. It is 5.4 degrees outside. You are joined by your host, Jesse Beard, and the Covering the Canvas team. Should we go through the intro again tonight? Because that was like really good at the start of the show.
Oh, yeah, look, why
let's,
not?
Let's do it again. Let me find it. And then should have probably queued this one up, but 88.9 Win FM, welcome to Covering the Canvas. You are joined by your host, who ironically doesn't have any facial hair, Jesse Beard. Tonight I'm joined by Australian wrestling legend, pillar, saviour, showstopper, main event, icon, 1989 Market Square Lego building, blah, 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 Shane Hero. It's not as good without the music.
No, I think you glossed over a bit there.
Yeah, oh well.
It was better at the start. You kind of ruined it.
Pay-per-view. What did we have today? We had the famous WWE
Battleground,
which is on par with WrestleMania when you think about it.
It's one of the big 28, I think, of the WWE calendar.
Yeah.
As it currently stands, how many weeks in a year? I think 52. What, I think we're on to currently about 65 pay-per-views out of those weeks.
Well, they did start with one every 2 weeks, but I hear they're moving to one every 2 days, and then one every 2 hours.
I think we're going to get to the point where the network has simultaneous pay-per-views going on.
Yeah, it'll be like WWF in the 80s, like the B show and the C show.
Hey.
And eventually, from 2 hours, it's going to be 2 minutes, like Shane said. Yes, big news coming out of that one. The Undertaker returning, who I thought was shoot dead, but turns out he's not. Did you see the photo of him on Reddit? The one where he's just looking absolutely jacked?
Yeah.
Ironically, he's only lifting a barbell in that photo, but he looks massive.
It's bizarre because every couple of months, a photo will surface of The Undertaker, and he will either look absolutely horrible and close to death, or he will just again look absolutely amazing.
He's just living the gimmick.
Yeah.
Living the gimmick. He has maggots crawling out of his eyes and stuff. Now, what do we think about this? So he came back and he tombstoned Bork Lesnar.
And look,
three times.
The crowd was going crazy for it.
Yeah.
And considering how massively over Lesnar has been the last month or so,
it's been a monster.
It would be... I'm surprised that he got the positive reaction that he did coming in and basically attacking Lesnar.
Mm.
By the way, if you haven't seen the Battleground pay-per-view yet, we are discussing spoilers right now. Just a heads up if you want to rewind and not listen to them.
Rewind to the community radio. You put
listen.
The nail in the dial and you turn it back really fast.
But, no, look, the crowd was going absolutely crazy for the appearance of The Undertaker.
As you would, though.
Oh, it's always a big deal when Undertaker shows up. I mean, the guy's probably one of the few legit sort of superstars who could probably have actually got a positive reaction by going in and ruining that match when everyone was really hoping to see Lesnar win the title.
Mm,
It kind of made me think of the Attitude Era in a lot of ways, where you did have your big corporate star in The Rock. You had your unbeatable badass Austin at the time, and then you had Undertaker still hanging around being Undertaker, but you had these top stars that whether they were heel or face was almost irrelevant because they were all just so over that the crowd was just reacting to seeing them there. And that was kind of the vibe that I got today, where you had Lesnar, who has not really changed anything that he does since returning. He's just getting a positive reaction because people are just loving seeing him. And then you've got Undertaker coming back and basically attacking a guy who's been a babyface for the last month now, but again getting a positive reaction for that. So it's not a matter of Undertaker's comeback as a heel or a face. I think at the moment you've just got these guys who are such big stars that carries it without needing to go into the whole good guy bad guy dynamic.
Do you think it would have been better if Brock Lesnar just beat the crap out of The Undertaker and sort of just took the mystique away, because that's what they were building him as?
I think we might see it yet. I think I think if had he come back, done the big surprise.
What if he? Yeah. What if they do this and then he beats him in 2 minutes or something like that? He just absolutely squashes him.
Hey, I'd be all for that.
That'd be cool to see. That's it's frightening to think about, because then you're like, well, who's he going to go against? Cody Rhodes. So I didn't even think of that. Does Cody Rhodes still wrestle? Didn't he retire? He still wrestles. Someone else. Reports have surfaced lately indicating WWE might be working with Ring of Honor in some capacity. Speculation has been around that WWE is also working with New Japan Pro Wrestling. As noted, Jushin Thunder Liger's appearance at NXT TakeOver has led people to believe there is some type of relationship developing between WWE, Ring of Honor, and possibly New Japan, as both Liger and New Japan have ties with Ring of Honor. According to PWI Insider, New Japan announced today that promotion is undergoing a major international expansion, which will see the company send talents to various international events as part of a new talent exchange. New Japan announced the company will be working with Ring of Honor, Global Force Wrestling, the NWA, CMLL, which is a Mexican promotion, Revolution Pro, and WXW, but made no mention of WWE. New Japan did announce, though, they'll be debuting a Young Lions program, which will see a development system similar to NXT, but they are not affiliated with NXT in any way. I didn't know they actually got rid of the Young Lions, because it was the Young Lions Cup, which has got famous guys like, I'm pretty sure Jushin Thunder Liger got one at 1 year, even though he's like 50.
He wasn't 50 when he won it, probably.
Chris Jericho. I'm going to look it up, but what do you think about that? About New Japan and WWE maybe looking to work together?
I think I'll call BS on that one.
Yeah.
I don't reckon it would be happening.
No. Well, if you look back 4 months ago and someone's like, hey, man, when do you think Jushin Thunder Liger is going to show up? You'd probably be like,
I call BS on that one. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, see? I don't know. It was Chikara's Young Lions Cup.
Yeah.
My mistake.
I may be proven wrong.
And also New Japan. Yeah.
But look, to be honest, I don't think WWE needs to be working with anyone else.
I may know that.
It's been that way for many, many years. It may just be a case of WWE not intentionally stepping on other people's feet, which is not a bad thing. If they're not going out of their way to steal people away from other promotions or try and undermine them in some way, it may just be a sort of a working relationship like a lot of the promotions in Melbourne have, where it's not a hand-in-hand co-promoting type deal, but it's just a, when you're having your shows, we'll try not to step on each other's toes. You know, what are you doing on your shows? We'll try not to undermine what you're doing. Maybe it's just that kind of a deal where WWE is just sort of, you know, let's not intentionally poke the bear. You know, this is a company that is on the cusp of big things. They've got a lot of good talent there. It might just be that kind of a deal, perhaps.
Well, Jeff Jarrett was talking, trying to get something going with New Japan months ago. So it's no real surprise to see Global Force Wrestling mentioned in that list. As for the rest, quite surprised. Ring of Honor.
Yeah. And look, I think New Japan's probably in a position where it does help them to have those links with other companies. I don't think WWE has the same need to work with anyone else, but New Japan, smart move.
I was trying to look up the Young Lions Cup winners, but realised I was on Lions Club. .com.au and welcome to the Lions Club Youth of the Year. And some of the Jordan Green was nominated as National Youth of the Year winner at Tamworth, so congratulations, Jordan Green.
Oh, excellent work, Jordan.
Not too sure if he's on par with New Japan there, but congratulations.
And,
Jordan,
news just in, they have some fantastic mints as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And get your orders in soon, because the Young Lions Christmas cakes are a surefire hit at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Grandma will love it. Hard-hitting journalism here.
Do you think if they did, remember TNA did back in the day, like 2005, they did the International Cup thing where they had people come in from different companies.
How'd that work for them?
It sort of didn't work. Do you think if all these companies work together, maybe they can promote it in a company that's actually going to work?
Oh, it didn't work for TNA.
It didn't work for TNA, but nothing seems to work for TNA. TNA could give their fans billions of dollars.
Did they manage to actually air all of the footage on that occasion?
You know what? I think Hernandez was in that, actually. Now that we are seeing people like Jushin Thunder Liger and Samoa Joey show up in NXT, the possibility of worldwide talent popping their head in WWE seems endless. Who would you like to see show up in WWE, and what would be a dream match?
Yeah, I reckon I said probably a month on this show before Samoa Joe showed up.
Samoa Joey.
We were talking about the rumour of him showing up in NXT. I called BS on that one as well. He won't show up there. Rubbish.
Who would be cool to see there, though?
MVP.
Yeah.
Hernandez.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, like, names. Joey Ryan would be someone cool to see show up there. A lot of PWG guys.
I think Scott Steiner, just for the promo.
Oh, you seen that video where he's just...
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It's really funny reading the subtitles.
That's Sunny. What's she doing these
Sunny.
Days?
Someone like Paul London, he'd be cool to see show up. I don't think he would ever be welcome back in the company. Oh, I guess he might be.
Stranger things have happened.
Imagine someone like Cole Cabana just showing up, like selling himself out from the indies.
Yeah.
He was offered a deal a while ago, and no, he turned that down. but no, that would be cool, someone like that. Who's a really big name? Maybe like a one-off match, someone like Terry Funk.
Anything's possible. I'd love to see Terry Funk show up there.
Like,
if he's, he could have one of his retirement matches.
You could have Terry Funk versus Ric Flair.
Dennis like, Stamp.
Yeah.
Actually, Jake the Snake Roberts has been alluding to the fact that he'd like to get back in the ring.
Now, wouldn't is it a full-time career or just?
I don't know how much. Whether he'd want to be a full-time wrestler or not, but he's been hinting at wanting to get back into the ring at least, you know, at least one match. I think is on his on his radar as a goal.
Wasn't he plugging himself to go into a Rumble one year?
Yeah.
And then he just didn't show up.
He ended up being the main event on the Flashback Raw, the Retro Raw.
That's almost as good.
And it was like a week out from the Royal Rumble, and he came out and he put the snake on Dean Ambrose and attacked the Shield or something. That was kind of a big deal. It was main event. Jake Roberts, which no one ever expected to see in WWE after all these years, but he still hasn't had that match, which I think he's working towards. He's been hinting at that for a while now. Now that could be something that maybe...
What if you saw someone like Shawn Michaels return to the ring for one night? Do you think that would sell a lot?
No?
I have a feeling that was sarcasm.
Let's give that away on NXT. Let's just put that on the network. Yeah, Shawn Michaels out of retirement for one night. We'll put that on our D show. Who could he go against?
Shawn Michaels versus
Stone Cold.
No, well, they'll tonight, actually do the Brock versus Stone Cold match on
tonight on NXT. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Shawn Michaels.
They could work into it week by week by each of them saying, "My hunting show is better than your hunting show."
Oh, yeah.
See?
There you go.
See?
Well,
made feud.
Speaking about Austin, Austin's recently been announced for the cover for the 2K16 video game. Is there a possibility of an early hint of return to WWE for Austin? A few years back, Lesnar was announced as a playable character in the WWE game, which was the first instance of him working with WWE since he left the company. By the time the game was released, some months later, Lesnar was making his return in WWE rings. Could the previous hinted at Lesnar versus Austin be another step closer to reality?
Yes. So, there is the pre-existing history there where it's happened once before that... A big name appearance in a WWE video game was foreshadowing a future return. Maybe this is a...
Wasn't he just on the 2K14 cover?
Well, that's the thing.
The Attitude Era one?
He's been in their video games quite
forever,
Yeah, him being in the video games, not anything new. Putting him on the cover...
Because he's not like a face of WWE at the moment.
No.
The tough enough he is, but... No, that's an interesting point.
Because, of course, you've got to keep in mind that, you know, in 6 months' time or whenever it is that this game gets released, are they going to be putting a guy whose in-ring career ended 15 years ago on the cover? Or are they possibly putting a guy who is going to be in their main event scene on the cover?
Well, they did the same with Daniel Bryan. Because remember, it was the foldable cover or something along the lines like that. Interesting stuff. What if that was just like a sign for them for who they're going to use in the next up and coming months? Imagine like before Ryback got his big push, we just saw Ryback on the cover and he was kind of a jobber. We'd be like, what the hell is this?
And we'd all be like,
yeah. Yes.
Or the other possibility is that they're just running with the gimmick of WWE 316. I think that might be part of what they're going with Austin on the 2K316. It's kind of a stretch of a pun. I don't know whether I'd...
It's like 2316.
Yeah. What if it confuses people and they think it's like a future game?
And it's got the K, so it's another 1,000. So it's 200,316. Did I do that right? I don't know.
Oh, that's so many numbers. That's like almost as close as $1 million as Virgil is.
And just as riveting as this story, NXT female wrestlers on Raw. Okay, that was really mean of me. there seems to be a bit of a regeneration. Is that the word I'm looking for? Of female wrestling, which is cool to see because now we've got some female wrestlers who can actually wrestle.
Yeah. I think you meant rejuvenation, but never mind.
That's it. Regeneration, rejuvenation. we've got some female wrestlers who can actually wrestle. I don't just... You know, I watched an episode of Total Divas and...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Was it Cameron or Naomi? Which is the worst one? One of them.
Both of them.
The redhead?
No, Cameron or Naomi. The Bella... No, the pterodactyls. they went to England and they found... They went on a tourist thing and there's something in England. Steve, you would know
about
this.
Oh, I'm bored already.
What's the fence in England that's not like a high fence and it's red and everyone can just jump over but no one does? Like no one's been over that fence in years? It's something to do with the Queen?
The palace?
A red fence.
Okay. What are you essentially, well, about? I don't know. There's a fence that's really strong with English heritage.
Was it Eva Marie?
No, it wasn't. Let me tell the story. And they were like, the tour guide was like, okay, this is a really important fence. This has been a heritage, blah, blah, blah. No one's ever been over the fence because everyone respects it so much. And one of the pterodactyls was like, oh, well, I'll get on it and twerk on the fence. And she got on the fence and twerked on it and they took photos and I was like, this is... And then she got on the bus and like acted like nothing happened.
You know, I've never seen an episode of Total Divas and that sounds as exciting as I imagine.
We should play a game each week where I watch the show and I take some quotes out of it. And we're going to do this segment next week. I'm going to start watching Total Divas. Jesse, I'm going to take five quotes
Total Divas recap.
And you're going to pick the one that's false. Okay, so we're going to have five quotes and you're going to pick the one that's false.
Gee, this is a good show. Got it.
Got it.
False.
That's the one.
New segment on covering the canvas. Give us a call on 9919-8089. We'll be back after this. We'll be right back.
This is the cremator, Brad Richards. And when I'm not combing my beard, shampooing my beard, looking at my beard, reading Batman comics, I'm listening to 88.9, covering the canvas and crying, wondering what the hell is wrong with my life.
One in 12 people will develop bowel cancer in their lifetime. There are 13,000 new cases of bowel cancer every year in Australia. Of those, 4,500 are in Victoria, and the western suburbs of Melbourne has amongst the highest amount of new cases in Australia. How can you help? Go to www.helppreventbowelcancer.com.au. Join in on the fight against bowel cancer.
Vì tôi có hai quốc tịch nên tôi đã vào trang mạng Smart Traveler để xem có điều gì đặc biệt mà tôi cần biết hay không. May mà tôi đã vào xem, chứ nếu tôi ở lâu hơn như tôi đã tính trong cái chuyến về thăm thân nhân và bạn bè ở Việt Nam thì không chừng tôi đã bị bắt đi lính rồi đó chứ. Và như vậy tôi phải bó tay thôi. Tôi đâu có muốn du lịch kiểu này đâu chứ.
Dù đi chơi ở đâu, ta cũng vào thăm trang mạng smarttraveler.gov.au. Dịch vụ này miễn phí, dễ và hay nữa. Smart Traveler cho mọi du khách, mọi chuyến đi được chính phủ Úc Canberra chấp thuận. Do Tuấn Anh và Nguyễn Đình Khánh đọc.
Now, with a fire safety message from the CFA, here's Gary McQuaid.
Smoke alarms save lives. It's been proven time and time again. Most Victorian homes have at least one smoke alarm, but there are still many people at risk because they don't have the protection of an early warning of fire. The law now requires that smoke alarms be fitted in every Victorian home on each level. Protect yourself and your family. Install yours today and check them regularly, because a smoke alarm that's not working is useless. For your free house fire safety brochure, call CFA on 1800 240 667.
If you like what you're hearing and want to be a part of WinFM, then the WinFM Training School is for you. We are seeking interested people who have exciting new program ideas which cater for the needs of our local community. Our training courses are designed to prepare you to present your choice of program at WinFM Community Radio. If you are interested in presenting a program, email training@winfm.org.au or contact the secretary by mail at PO Box 155, Werribee 3030.
This is Mr. Juicy, and you're listening to Covering the Canvas.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch?
I don't know how I let this happen.
Money came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me. Oh, you think you do, man, I'm so you feel up. Just for some of weakness, all the last cleaner you pull up. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Listen to the situation, not to call the peanut. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her, say a day. Never admit to a word when she say. And if she claim a hit, then I'll be living over here.
But she got me on the counter.
Was me.
Saw me banging on the sofa. I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She said I feel it on the sofa.
Saw me banging on the sofa. Saw me banging on the sofa. Saw me banging on the sofa.
Completely lost. But she got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
I even had her in the shower. She even caught me on camera. She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Welcome back to Covering the Canvas. It is 8 minutes to nine. Make sure you stay tuned after 9 o'clock for the open closet. It is 4.9 degrees outside. It is absolutely freezing and beautiful. Sunny Werribee. Oh,
lovely. I can't wait to get up and have ice on the car.
How nice was it this morning? Well, tomorrow we're actually getting... summer's just around the corner because we're getting a 16 degree day. So,
We're as close to summer as Virgil is to $1 million.
Yeah.
The ice epidemic in Werribee is terrible at the moment.
Yeah. I love it. Go down to Cashies and get best of both worlds. Platinum Wrestling. Got a big show coming up soon. You're the commissioner of Platinum Wrestling.
Am I?
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's the commissioner everywhere else.
Thank you for bestowing that honour upon me, Jesse. I accept it with dignity and humility.
We do have a huge show coming up, though.
Yes, let's talk about it. Huge show coming up. Let's run through the card.
Okay, well, we've got Damian Rivers and Mitch Waterman up against Benny Factor and Sid Parker.
Yep.
What are you playing?
Nothing. Damian Rivers versus Sid Parker.
No, Damian Rivers. Mitch Waterman against Panic.
Panic.
That's going to be a good match.
Yeah.
Panic being pretty crazy and kicking the crap out of everyone the last few weeks.
I'm very impressed with Sid Parker as of late.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
He's fast becoming one of my favourites to watch on the local scene.
Yeah. What else have we got in the card?
We got young Cody Swift going up, a debuting enforcer.
See, this match I am most excited for. This is going to be an awesome match.
Be interesting to see what enforcer brings.
Enforcer making his debut in Platinum now. I mean, enforcer's had an awesome career, so coming into Platinum, that's a coup for Platinum right there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Cody Swift to do his moonsault.
Yeah. Are we going to have a hole in the roof in the middle of the night?
We'll have an enforcer-shaped hole in the roof, yeah.
Yeah.
If I was the roof and or Cody Swift, I'd be
very nervous, yeah. Then we've got JXT taking on El Tecnico.
That'll be a good match.
Should be a good match. Then we've got our very own Shane Hero.
Just appearing, just hanging out.
With a couple of his good friends in Chris...
My best friend in the world.
Chris Trance. Has he still got the eye patch?
Yes. He's got one eye at the moment, so I'll be acting as his second eye.
There you go.
Or you'd be like the seeing eye dog.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Pairing up with the first ever King of Colac, Drew Clissold.
Yep.
Taking on Xavier Black and returning Scarlett from New Zealand.
International talent on the card. International talent that will draw on the card.
Whatever do you mean?
What else have we got on the card, Steve?
We've got more international talent, if you like, with a New Zealand Slade Mercer taking on Cadman Turner. I'm not sure we've
Battle
seen...
Battle of the Giants.
I'm not sure we've seen Slade... You know, stand eye to eye with anyone in the Platinum ring so far.
Just kick the crap out of everyone.
Yeah.
So this should be interesting.
Yeah, seeing how he stacks up against another big man.
Big Cadman Turner. There you go. Then we've got another debut. Josh Shooter calling his old buddy Mike Burr. So Hardway Inc.
Hardway Inc.
Going up against Adam Brooks and Kellyanne.
Team BFF?
Bestos.
Bestos?
Team Bestos.
Yeah, I got that wrong.
Hashtag Bestos.
Sorry, Bestos. Even I got it wrong. Yeah. But how good is that match going to be?
That will be exciting.
That will actually be pretty awesome. Again, Mike Burr, a huge coup for Platinum.
Speaking of coups for Platinum...
I don't know if that word's offensive or not, but okay. Coup. Continue on.
What did you think we said?
Nothing. I'll explain it after the show. Continue
on. No, it's offensive.
Another coup for Platinum was at the end of our last show when Dowie James came out of the crowd.
Exactly. That was awesome.
To put young Zach Douglas in his place and say, who are you going around saying you're the best when there's guys like me around?
That match is going to be awesome.
That is going to be awesome.
Zach is pretty cocky, but he's put on some pretty good matches.
He's been off more than he can chew this time.
Yeah.
You know who else has put on some good matches in his day? Dowie James. He's a bright young up-and-comer.
This is veteran of the business versus... I don't even know what to say there.
Up-and-comer.
Cocky up-and-comer.
He's not that much of an up-and-comer now. He's been around since about 14,
yeah.
But I think, in all honesty, I think Dowie James would possibly see a bit of himself in young Zach Douglas.
Yeah. Mm.
Dowie himself, as he said back when he was on this show a long time ago, he started when he was pretty young as well. He was a young man starting out, cocky.
Mm.
He's been there, he's done that. Mm. He knows what it's like, and I'm sure he'll want to be bringing the best out of Zach Douglas because it was thanks to people doing the same thing for him.
Absolutely.
He got to where he is.
So
anyone that's listening, if you want to see Zach Douglas get his butt handed to him, get on down to Hotel 520 on the 31st.
Sayers Road, Tarneit.
That's it.
Give us a call on 9919-8089. Actually, don't, because it's 2 minutes to nine and we're about to finish up the show.
We won't answer your call.
So stay tuned after 9 o'clock for the open closet. Give the open closet a call at 9919-8089. We'll be back.
Stay on hold for a week and we'll get to the call
we'll be back.
Week.
We'll be back next week.
Hey, this is 2007 Australian Wrestler of the Year, Champagne Pyro, and you're listening to Covering the Canvas on 88.9 WinFM.